Star Wars Legion Core Set vs 2026 Faction Starter Sets, which army should you buy? Imani here, I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Choose the faction you want to paint and replay, then buy its current starter set. The Empire is the cleanest disciplined gunline foundation, Rebels reward movement and hero timing, and Separatists turn order control plus inexpensive droids into the central puzzle. An old two-army core is value only when both halves have an owner. Star Wars Legion starters can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. One commander learns issuing orders, moving a core unit, attacking through cover, taking suppression, and scoring an objective. The cabinet's test is whether order control, suppression, cover, objectives, and cinematic movement make the battlefield feel like an actual command problem. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Star Wars Legion starters should you buy? Choose the faction you want to paint and replay, then buy its current starter set. The Empire is the cleanest disciplined gunline foundation, Rebels reward movement and hero timing, and Separatists turn order control plus inexpensive droids into the central puzzle. An old two-army core is value only when both halves have an owner. The first box should let one commander learns issuing orders, moving a core unit, attacking through cover, taking suppression, and scoring an objective. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Star Wars Legion starters, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. The 2026 faction starters are army foundations. Dice, measurement tools, terrain, and current card packs may still affect the final first game cart. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Star Wars Legion starters actually feel like? Legion is an objective-driven miniatures game where units activate through an order system, suppression can blunt a plan, and commanders shape both list construction and battlefield rhythm. Empire lists tend to reward reliable fire lanes and disciplined support. Rebels trade durability for mobility and hero-driven tempo. Separatists ask the player to manage an order chain, so many inexpensive units act with purpose. The spectacle is familiar Star Wars, but the game is won by position, objectives, action economy, and choosing when a famous character should not chase a cinematic duel. The lasting hook is that order control, suppression, cover, objectives, and cinematic movement make the battlefield feel like an actual command problem. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: assemble one legal starter force, use a three-color paint plan, and stage a 3x3 teaching battlefield with clear lanes and objectives. Print or download the current rules and unit documents before the first game rather than trusting an old insert. Teaching plan: teach objectives, actions, movement, attack dice, defense dice, suppression, and the order pool in that order. Leave keywords on the cards until they occur. A first game should feature recognizable units and a short scenario, not a full tournament clock. Before cleanup, photograph deployment lines, objective placement, range tools, command cards, and every unit card beside its models. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? The current faction starters are better solo purchase paths. Old core sets are better shared bundles only when both armies have a future. Shatterpoint focuses on smaller character squads and vertical scenarios. Legion gives the broader battle line, vehicles, core units, and army-level identity. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to current rules support, faction completeness, shared versus solo ownership, terrain access, and the first legal army beyond the box. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Star Wars Legion starters. Theme earns the first play, while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Faction: pick the army you will paint. Visual and narrative attachment survives rules updates. Foundation: buy the current faction starter. Start with a coherent force rather than disconnected sale boxes. TOOLS: confirm dice, range tools, cards, and terrain. Borrow where possible before duplicating shared table gear. Expand: add one role your starter lacks. Choose mobility, range, armor answer, or activation count, not just a favorite sculpt. Wait: do not chase tournament lists. Learn objective play before buying a solved internet army. The stopping rule matters. Older two-faction core sets can be good shared value, but they are a poor default if neither buyer wants both included armies. Faction identity matters more than internet tier lists because assembly, painting, and repeated list building are part of the purchase. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists, it does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Star Wars, Legion Starters, Edition, Language, Seller, Included Contents, and Exact Product Code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, Regular, Advanced, and Expert Strategy Beginner play the objective early. A unit moving towards scoring can be more valuable than one taking a low-impact shot. Regular, Manage Suppression. Plan rallies, cover, and command ranges before a key unit loses actions. Advanced, Control Order Certainty. Issue direct orders where timing matters and accept randomness where it does not. Expert, Win Activation Leverage. Use cheap or safe activations to force the opponent's important commitment first. Debrief the final objective score. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about current rules support, faction completeness, shared versus solo ownership, terrain access, and the first legal army beyond the box. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach objectives, actions, movement, attack dice, defense dice, suppression, and the order pool in that order. Leave keywords on the cards until they occur. A first game should feature recognizable units and a short scenario, not a full tournament clock. Solo, Legion is an opposing army game without a default solo system in these starter products. Solo deployment and attack drills can teach procedure, not reproduce order bluffing or objective pressure. The invisible budget is assembly, paint, terrain, measuring tools, unit cards, tokens, transport, and the cost of finishing a coherent army. That workload predicts whether Star Wars, Legion Starters returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. The 2026 faction starters are army foundations. Dice, measurement tools, terrain, and current card packs may still affect the final first game cart. Older two-faction core sets can be good shared value, but they are a poor default if neither buyer wants both included armies. Faction identity matters more than internet tier lists because assembly, painting, and repeated list building are part of the purchase. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging, components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the "who should skip it" verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout. A favorite hero is not a complete faction plan. A starter set is not always a complete table infrastructure purchase. An older core is not automatically better value if half the miniatures remain unbuilt. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Star Wars, Legion Starters for one buyer building one army, a current faction starter is the clearer 2026 purchase. For two committed players who genuinely want the exact opposing armies in an older core, shared value can still win. Do not treat the starter box as the entire hobby budget. Paint, tools, terrain access, dice, and a first expansion should be planned before checkout. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: Star Wars, Legion Galactic Empire starter set on Amazon. Star Wars, Legion Rebel Alliance starter set on Amazon. Star Wars, Legion Separatist Alliance starter set on Amazon. Final verdict. For one buyer building one army, a current faction starter is the clearer 2026 purchase. For two committed players who genuinely want the exact opposing armies in an older core, shared value can still win. Do not treat the starter box as the entire hobby budget. Paint, tools, terrain access, dice, and a first expansion should be planned before checkout. Frequently asked questions: which Star Wars Legion faction is easiest to start? Empire is the broadest recommendation for reliable ranged fundamentals. Preference for characters and models should still decide. Should I buy a Legion core set or faction starter? Buy a faction starter for one army. Buy an older two-faction core only when both halves have committed owners. Do Legion starter sets include everything needed to play? They provide an army foundation but verify dice, movement, and range tools, cards, terrain, and current rules for the exact product. Are old Legion cards still current? Rules and card documents have changed over time. Use Atomic Mass Games, current downloads rather than relying on an old insert. Rebels or Empire for a new player? Empire is more forgiving at range, Rebels reward mobility, timing, and hero play. Choose the models you want to paint. When should I add vehicles? After the starter force has played enough games to reveal whether it needs armor, speed, fire support, or simply more activations.